Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Talking about your edibles. We did the mango experiment.
Oh, you drank mango and ate a mango and got high?
Yeah.
Could you tell the difference?
No, because
you're
at
a regular.
Some point we forgot that we had done the mango experiment, and then we realized, we're at this certain age, and the idea no longer in life is to achieve a personal best of how high you are.
Yeah, good point.
It really doesn't matter anymore.
No.
So all I remember is we got high, and I don't know if the mangoes helped or not.
So you need more of a controlled experiment. Somebody else hanging out with you.
Right. Well,
or somebody never really does.
Somebody who doesn't really
smoke. It would have been me. It would have been me then.
Somebody who doesn't really smoke that much. You would have to try it.
I mean, say, I don't like smoking, no.
One day.
I don't like eating.
Well, eating, yeah. Fine. You have a couple edibles one
day. And
then
eat a mango.
Right. And then the next day you have a couple edibles and eat a mango.
Yeah.
And then you see if there's any difference.
Is it the same effect like grapefruits have? They make your medication have a different reaction?
It's got to be something like that.
Because grapefruits will make like heart medicines like more effective.
Really? Okay.
And so
that's probably the same.
So
thing.
If you're on some medicines, you can't have grapefruit or grapefruit
Let's
juice.
Save that. Well, Dr. Mina's going to hear this podcast.
No, that's what I heard. Well, actually, I was told that when they put me on the cholesterol medicine, these statins, that don't consume a lot of grapefruits or grapefruit juice because somehow,
especially if you're trying to get high,
right? It makes the makes the medication overwork. It makes the medication work too good, and you could have a reaction to that.
Well, then cut the pill in half and do the mango.
Yeah.
Dr. Mina's just scratching her head, panging her head.
I don't think that's the right advice.
So you make a pipe out of a mango. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Smoke it right through the mango.
All right. You could do that.
Yeah. Just keep it away from the two-year-olds.
Well, it was on this date in 2017.
August 2nd.
2017. Mm-hmm. You might remember where you were when the cryptocurrency Bitcoin Cash was created.
What's it at, LD? I watched a documentary just last night.
All right. One
no, you
second.
Didn't. Oh,
okay. Thank you. Puss is busy.
Come on. Sign in. Oh, holy
cow. I can
cow.
Never watch it now.
I can almost retire. $7.38.
From your $5 investment,
well,
right?
Yeah. $4.
$4.01 after the transaction fee.
Yeah, but you got to consider it was a $5 investment, including transaction fee.
Yeah, so you're up.
So you can pay
you
for
can
yourself.
You can cash out $2.38 right now.
Are you going to bail?
No, I'm going to let it ride.
Let it ride. Yeah. In case something freaky happens and it's worth $40 someday.
Show that to your nudist friends. They'll be impressed.
What are we talking about?
His penis.
I don't think so.
Yeah, let me ask.
It's increased by $2.38.
I actually get questions from people about this.
Now, about
the,
naked
the,
stuff?
The nudist colony is...
it's not a colony, but okay.
Well, whatever. The nudist resort. It's just a lifestyle thing.
Comparing them to lepers.
Yeah, or does sex creep in every once in a while? Will some couples meet some other couples and say, well, I swing, you guys swing, and then they'll decide to get together?
There are two different distinct types of places.
Okay.
There's those places where the swinging is the thing, and then there's the place that we went to. Where it's not. And what's interesting is you don't know who's a banker and who's a bus driver.
Right.
Because...
there's no ID.
You have no idea what these people do until
you
talk to them.
You're right.
Because you would assume the bus driver dresses like a slob and the banker dresses nicely.
Using that as an example, but I mean.
And you're both naked, so nobody's dressed at all.
Oh, right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. But I was going to say, all men are created equal, but if you look, they're not.
No.
Yeah. How many black guys show up down there?
There was only one when we were there.
Was he packing? You had to glance.
See, he can't say.
Okay.
Why can't he say? About because then he's not welcome anymore.
No, he can comment on a black guy's penis. He works with Luke.
We know that guy on the radio just comes down here to look at dinks. No, he doesn't want that reputation.
It was nothing alarming.
Got it. Okay. That's fine.
Alarming. That's an interesting choice of words.
No, he's right. I mean, if you're in sports, you shower with a bunch of people.
Sure.
And Jim, plus you saw our old engineer's dink. Yeah. Sorry, it's still in your brain, right?
It wasn't until now. Thanks. Every time I almost get rid of that one, you just put it right back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're not.
You're not.
And thank you for not being. Sorry about that.
Did your mom ever respond to the fact of late in the show, we were talking about he was walking at an early age.
And we said we saw it.
Did you crawl? Did you make the proper step before that?
She actually did. She texted me back right after the show got over and said, only crawled long enough to get to something to pull myself up and then was walking.
Ah, no wonder you're developmentally disabled.
Also, your feet were nine.
Yeah, you skipped an important part.
You were nine and a half.
Yeah, of the early development there.
Did she like the bit where Craig and I are there there sometimes?
She actually texted me again last night saying, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't screw anything. I was like, no, Mom, that was funny as hell.
Yeah,
don't worry about
it. Was great.
Right. Don't worry about it.
Right. Moms are usually either flattered or mortified. More of the latter when it comes to that bit.
Well, you know, we're not that far behind her in age, so that makes a little bit too close to home.
And again, it all falls on her because I'm the only one with a living mom left.
That's right.
Everybody else is off the hook.
That is funny.
Everybody else is off
She's
the
alive.
Hook.
We're taking care of that.
A couple years ago, it wasn't quite so bad, but now.
How's that funny?
That's true. It's always been funny.
Yeah. Craig and I deal in the macabre to deal with our mom's death. I don't know about you.
Oh, man,
I really do.
I jumped all over that from day one. I met all you guys. My mom had already been going.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, that's long been the rule.
From day one, I was on everybody's mom through the 90s and the thousands, and then other moms started kicking, and you guys joined in.
But that has long been the rule. If your mom is dead, you can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
She is off limits.
No, that has been the rule on the show.
And now three are off limits, right. And we're just the choices are getting whittled down.
They are, and it's your mom.
I know. I've noticed that mom bus keeps hitting me real, every day.
Yeah, hits her too.
Ah.
Only because it's fun. And she was so nice.
She was so nice. Always has been.
Always has been.
She is a wonderful lady.
Accommodating.
And there goes the sincerity.
No, still
right
sincere.
Out the window. I'm not talking about you. You, I believe, the sincerity.
When that guy used to call and reference your mom, Craig, she would have been mortified had she heard that.
That is an understatement.
I remember the time.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with mine. Would have been completely mortified.
Yeah.
Well, they're not here anymore.
No.
How do your sisters feel about it?
Yeah, you only got one.
Well, I mean, his, yours.
My sisters, two of my sisters listen every morning on their phones at back east, so they think that stuff's funny. You guys know that.
I talked
That's
to
what
her
they
last
say.
There you go.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're not delivering the right message for my sister.
Oh, yeah, because she's Jesus didn't
We're not testifying enough.
Yeah. She likes to listen to the fish or the spirit.
The spirit or the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't
safe for the whole family.
Yep.
We don't talk much when we're together.
She would hate this.
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah, she might hate that.
Oh, jeez. I hate that.
Stop saying
it. You said it.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.